Hey everyone, it's your boy Tyre. Welcome to the Hoops podcast with Toyo. Everybody knows I love basketball. I've been trying to put this podcast together for a while. Podcast, I would say market is pretty saturated right now, so we're going to try to do things a little different. Definitely going to talk basketball. My favorite thing around basketball is the NBA draft, so we're definitely going to do a lot of redraftable podcasts, focus on the prospects coming for 2020. The draft, of course, is not going to be ideal this year with all the COVID restrictions, everything that's going on in society. So we're going to touch on that. We'll be talking about, you know, what's going on in our culture. Music, shoes is huge. So we're definitely going to be focusing on that. Current events, definitely going to throw some guests in, you know, every now and then. Talk to local players, players I've even hooped with. Friends of mine as well is going to come on the show, talk about their basketball experience, what they think is going on. Everybody has their idea, I think, on the bubble and what's going on with that, who's going to play, how safe is it, do we truly need basketball back? You've seen Kyrie Irving express his displeasure, or I guess I would say just his views on if we should or shouldn't be playing basketball at this time. I personally think that everybody has their own decision in this. Nobody should be ridiculed or if they want to play. How can you get mad if somebody decides to go and stay with their family and be safe? I do think guys like Kyrie, it's easier to make that decision when you're on your second max contract of $150 million. The NBA is a business, so you shouldn't forget that. If they don't play this year, the implications of this could be disastrous for the league moving forward. So we're going to move forward. Just have a couple questions. We're going to talk about the rookie of the year, who I have winning that. Definitely, I think you're only looking at two guys for the rookie of the year, right? You got Ja, you got Zion. I think it's a no-brainer for me. Ja has played more games. He's been more consistent this year. The numbers across the board. Team is in playoff contention. I think we're looking at a very small sample for Zion Williamson. I think we're talking about 19 games. Astronomical numbers, but it's only 19 games. It's too small of a sample. If he had played 60% of his games, he's the rookie of the year. There's no argument against that. I think Zion's going to have a lot of awards to win in the future, so he'll be all right. We're going to give this one to Ja. I don't think there's much discussion, on that on my end. So we'll move forward. Most improved player this year, 2020. I think with the shortened season, you're kind of it's a difficult thing to analyze because you don't have your whole season to look at. You even got guys like Luka Doncic, who's really an MVP candidate as well, but he's in the case for most improved player. You got Bam Adebayo, Brandon Ingram, and the list of guys, Jason Tatum could go there. You could go either way, but for me, I think it comes down to Bam Adebayo. I think with where he was slated, late lottery in the draft, coming in, people thought he was a center. In year three, this guy has changed his game completely where he looks like a point forward. I mean, you look at all across the board, first-time All-Star. Analytics is great. You look at his per-minute production, if you were to increase his minute by two or three, you're looking at a guy that's flirting with a triple-double. He's giving you the whole nine. I mean, he's scoring, he's passing, he's blocking shots, he's rebounding. His plus and minus is out the roof. I think sky's the limit for him. Luka's going to get any award he wants. Brandon Ingram, I think, has had a great season. So many guys you can throw into that list. Pascal Siakam could definitely be tossed into that as most improved. I would take Montrezl Harrell in that role as well. So you couldn't really go wrong, but I think Bam got this one. Defensive player of the year. I think you have your usual suspects there. Anthony Davis, Giannis could get that award. You got Bam, who really could also make a candidacy for that. I think LeBron still plays in there. But for me, I think Giannis, they're not guarding their guys 24/7. So for me, I get the whole switching idea, guarding multiple positions, but I think defensive player of the year should go to the specialist. You look at a guy like PJ Tucker, how is he not on the list? The guy is literally guarding four positions on the court every night, playing 30 plus minutes. He is the best defensive player in the league because of what he does in a night out. I think Rudy Gobert, he gets you the block shots. He rebounds, but he's not guarding guys on the perimeter like PJ Tucker. He's not giving up 6 or 7 inches a night. So for me, no-brainer with PJ Tucker on that. And then it comes down to MVP. I think we're looking at a two-man race with Giannis and LeBron. You have your other guys who are kind of, you know, tugging on. James has had a great season. You can have your complaints about him, but statistically, he's put up great numbers. You got Luka, really, who's, I mean, the guy's almost averaging 28-8-8. I mean, MVP candidate. For me, some people that know me is going to listen to this podcast, even though there's no fans at the moment. I'm biased because I'm a LeBron guy, but I think you're looking at LeBron in year 16, number one team in the West, the best conference, numbers across the boards. He's top 10 in every category. You can't beat that. But then you also have Giannis in the East, number one team, astronomical numbers, second in the league in scoring, top five in rebounded. I'm going to have to give it to Giannis. I think this is Giannis' time. As much as I love LeBron, and I think LeBron could win MVP every year. But we're going to have to give it to Giannis. So, yeah, this is just a little snapshot of what our podcast is going to look like. So we're going to talk everything. I mentioned music earlier. I'm bumping the new Pop Smoke. I think that's that's blowing up the charts right now. But it's just, I mean, he's for such a young guy, he has such an old soul. The album's really good. I see 50 on there. He's doing a lot. I'm not a big 50 guy anymore, but he kind of ruined the best song on that album, which is Woo. But great album. I think it's unfortunate that you have the year. And actually, I don't know this, but for me, it seems like his best work with him passing in such a tragic way. But great album. We'll see what's coming on next, what's being released next week. But until then, holla at your boy. I'm out.